morelikeradio.com. It's our duty to entertain you. I said duty.
Warning, listening or viewing The Sully Show in large quantities could result to having the following in no specific order.
Shenanigans, pure stupidity, anal leakage, bleeding from the ears, melting eyes, internal bleeding, loss of brain cells, delusions of invincibility, delusions of grandeur, loss of dignity and or balance, imagined gains in height, fitness, and sexual prowess, inability to correctly judge sexual appeal of yourself or others, and athlete's foot.
Audience participation is welcomed. If not, screw you! Thank you for listening. Hi. Welcome to the Sully Show here on More Like Radio. Hi, guys. I'm Sully, broadcasting live from Bristol, Connecticut. And to my immediate right, we got my man, Adam.
What's going on?
What up? What up, what up, what up? And, of course, from Newport, Rhode Island, we got the ever wonderful and beautiful Danielle. And to her right, her significant other, Greg, who is always off camera. And, of course, I would say we've got Punchy, but we kind of just lost him. But he'll be back.
He's gone.
But he's here. Maybe we'll get him back on. Hold on there. It's October 6th. How awesome is that? Yeah, Punchy's internet drop. Go figure. He'll call back. He always does. Come on into the chat room. Go to morelikeradio.com/live. Have some fun with us. It'll be awesome, I promise. Because we got a lot of shit to talk about today. And I mean that in a very nice way, of course. You know, because let's face it. We took last week off as impromptu. Greg, I hope you're feeling better. He's like, whatever.
Well, fuck you then.
Yeah, he's not even paying attention. What's up with that?
Oh, shit.
What's up with that?
He's probably invading Tokyo.
She's muted.
Microphone's on.
Your mic's on.
Because he was totally talking to you guys.
I totally answered your question.
Oh, excellent. Can you answer it again? Because because we care about you.
The great and powerful Greg does not speak twice.
No, I'm not saying no, I won't answer. I'm saying an answer to whether or not I'm feeling better. Nope.
Not really? No?
Yeah.
No, he's not.
Well,
it's bad.
You're a big part of the show, and you are, because you've done a couple of...
You said big part.
Yeah, big part. Godzilla, roar.
Godzilla, roar.
He's been throwing up all day.
Yeah. Godzilla's been throwing up all day? Ooh.
Oh, my
poor
God.
Danielle.
Really? Already?
Oh, man.
They brought it up.
2 minutes
well, she brings it up, apparently, from what I hear.
Oh, what? That's right.
Pretty much.
How does Godzilla feel about being remade for the second time?
God!
There she goes.
Yeah, we can all use a little new technology every once in a while.
I think it's not as insulted that Matthew Broderick is not in this one, though.
Yeah, I don't think it's really insulting.
I don't think it's insulting. He should stick to Broadway.
I'm actually looking forward to the new...
Godzilla or Matthew Broderick?
Matthew Broderick, but Godzilla on Broadway would be badass.
That would actually... Hey, you know what? If they could do Spider-Man and sell out, why not?
Yeah.
Well, if I were Godzilla, I'd be excited for the remake because it's got Kick-Ass, it's got the talented Olsen and Walter White in the movie.
Yeah? Mm-hmm.
I just want to know what monster he's going to fight because that's what I'm excited about.
Waiting for the freaking trailer to come out.
The trailer leaked for a couple hours Friday.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I think a lot of sites had to pull it down, but
I'm sure it's around. Who's texting me? It's Twitter. Twitter.
Are you twatting on Twitter?
It was a teaser trailer, but
LaShawn.
It was awesome.
LaShawn H. Who's LaShawn H?
He sounds black.
I don't know. I just got that too.
LaShawn Halliburton.
He sounds pretty black to me.
Black people don't listen to MLR.
She, LaShawn, according to the picture.
LaShawn is a woman?
LaShawn.
No.
Look at the picture. Look at the picture.
Yeah, you are right. It does look like a female.
I'm telling you, it looks like a female.
I don't got time for this, though.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
All right, no, not that one, because I don't see a tweet to you.
Yeah, I know nothing. So welcome to everybody. Come on into the chat room. Go to morelikeradio.com/live. Tattoos and Touchdown, a great show that just happened right before us. So awesome if you're still locked in from that.
We're going to continue with the football talk because I'm livid.
I'm angry.
Listen, you're angry because the Giants are not doing what they should be doing.
And I'm excited for the 49ers to go 3-2 this week against the Texans.
And they very well could. They very well could. But really what's pissing me off, and I saw this last night. Now, first, for those that are federal and government employed, I hope you're enjoying your vacation. That's number one. Number two, I'm sorry that you're on vacation at the moment. And number three, if they weren't on vacation, Adam wouldn't be here right now.
Exactly. I was supposed to be working, but the government shut me down and said, you can't come to work today.
The government said, no, we're not.
Did they really?
Yeah. I got a call. I got a call on Monday and said, hey, let all your guys know we're not coming in for drill. We don't know when we're going to come back and what's going to happen, but right now we don't have any money, so.
No money. Boo.
Wow.
Yeah.
Shit.
So, needless to say, Adam's chilling out with us today because he didn't have to work.
That's right. Well, Adam, I hope you're enjoying your vacation.
Yeah. I'm DVRing the Pats game, so anyone else that spoils it for me, I will find you.
Challenge accepted.
Having the games on.
You notice, though, they're not spending any money, but they're still taking all that tax money despite the shutdown.
Well, duh. Duh. Like,
this is going to be the best the budget has looked in years by the time this shutdown ends.
But hey, let's pay all of Congress and the Senate and all of that. Why not?
Yeah. Did you see the one representative? She said, oh, I need the money. That's why I'm not taking the thing. I'm like, and she was a Republican.
I saw that. I was like, what?
Whoa,
the?
Way to make your calls look really good.
Yeah. 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 It doesn't matter if, you know, the people who are actually unemployed that could use the money aren't going to possibly get a paycheck within the next couple of weeks.
And please, it's not like they're not being paid off by companies to do shitty bills anyway. So it's not like the people in Congress need that money.
Exactly.
Yeah,
they don't. Okay. Because some of them get paid more than the president.
Yeah.
All right. And that's a fact.
Well,
no, the president's salary is $400,000. $400,000.
Sully, that's on the books, though.
Yes, that's on the books, okay? $400,000 on the books, okay? You also have to take into consideration all the donations and all that crap that they get, as well as, where's the governor when I need him?
Let's not
Tammy, call in!
And it's not like they're paying any bills, either.
No, everything... known fact, okay? When anybody takes office, all of their personal credit cards and stuff, gone, locked up. They don't use it. They don't use it.
Right. You need to.
They don't. Right, exactly. They don't need to.
By the state, city,
even the national government, the federal government. It's all covered by it.
And back to what the president makes. I don't like to sound like a truther or a conspiracy theory nut, but for a president who, when he was coming into office, going, we don't want chemicals put into crops. You know, he wants healthier organic foods out there. Then to pass stuff that helps out Monsanto, you know, he had to get a check with a lot of zeros.
Oh yeah,
absolutely,
mm-hmm.
Absolutely. It's the I scratch your back, you scratch mine scenario, and that's given for anything. Okay, I don't care who you are. I don't care what, you know, if you make money or whatnot. People do favors for other people. It's just the way the world works. But, amidst the whole government shutdown, our wonderful president, and if you didn't get the sarcasm on that, I'll say it again. Our wonderful president has the balls to have some type of press release about the Washington Redskins' name being racist.
That's Obama's half-white guilt coming through.
No! No!
Oh, man, here
bullshit.
He goes.
Bullshit!
I'm gonna let you go on.
Here he
on.
Goes.
Go for it.
Bullshit! You know what? I haven't gone on a rant in so long. This pisses me off because the Redskins have been around for what? 81 something years, and just now in 2013, our president says the name is racist and the owners should consider changing it? Who the hell do you think
Go ahead,
you are?
Drop the F-bomb. Drop the F-bomb. You haven't done it forever. Come on.
No. Who the hell do you think you are? Seriously. Believe me, I've been with the dark side for a very long time. Okay? I did. But you know what? Yeah, you know what? If they consider that racist, fine. But at the same time, like, who the hell do you think you are? Seriously. Oh, the name's racist. It should be changed. Bullshit. I'm calling it right now. Bullshit. If that's racist, if that name is racist, okay? And I know that, you know, most people will go, oh, it's racist because it's the Native Americans. It's the Indians. And we can't even call them Indians because even that's racist. It's Native Americans. Bullshit. You don't see the Native Americans going, that's racist. I'm not going to watch the Redskins. I'm not going to watch them. They're racist.
Well, here's a couple things with the Redskins. They debuted in 1932 as the Boston Braves.
That's racist.
And then, I haven't heard much about the Atlanta Braves name, but...
That's racist, too!
Year, they changed it to Boston Redskins, and then they moved to Washington in 37. And there's actually been controversy over the name for a while. It's just, I guess now because of social media being big, it's easier to hear about it.
It doesn't matter. 81 years. 81 years. What's the oldest football team out there right now?
The Packers and the Redskins got to be up there.
Packers. Let's use the Packers as an example. Hello, Packers. You can twist that in so many different ways. So many different ways. Redskins, what can you really? Redskins, how can you twist that?
I love twisting the whole Redskins, the Packers name into Fudge Packers when they play the 49ers.
See?
Especially given that Hammy is my co-host.
But it's in good fun, though.
But yeah, it's,
right. But, it is. But that's a good example. The Packers. Yeah. They call themselves the Cheeseheads. You're going to tell me that's not racist?
And actually...
I feel really bad for people who like Swiss cheese.
And actually, it's been since the early 70s that they've been protesting the name.
But you know what?
But it's just... The reason it's a big deal now...
Is because the president said something.
Yeah, pretty much. There's been a social media campaign because... I think it ramped up a little bit once Daniel Snyder became the new owner, because they kind of figured that the previous owner, the one who changed it to Redskins, wasn't going to back down. But
they shouldn't back down at all.
But by the time Dan Snyder took over, the team was that name for so long.
Yeah, I mean, when did they officially change the name to the Redskins? 1933. 1933, way before Obama was even born, way before any of us were born, it's always been the Washington Redskins. Shut up, all you media twisting pieces of crap, and leave it be. Leave it be. You know, that's like PETA going after... any of the Hollywood production companies because they use a dog on set, and, you know, yeah, most of them aren't harmed. But, hey, let's kill the dog in the movie. Oh, no, they killed the dog in the movie. Shut up.
PETA are psychotic.
Well, duh.
They're like...
People eat tasty meat.
At least with the controversy of the Redskins name, the Native American activists aren't exact... They're not, doing anything other than just regular protests. They're not going to some of the lows that PETA would go to.
That's the thing. They don't. I honestly think they don't care.
No, they do. Like, it's a big thing. Someone, a listener of 360 and 420, the bitch.
She's awesome.
Their argument is it's for them what the N-bomb is for black people.
You know what? I can come up with a lot worse than Redskin. I really could.
I guess it's the origin of the word. Just like on the surface, there's words that sound worse than the N-bomb for black people. But
sure.
That, like, that's the one with the oldest context as far as being used as a slur. So the one that was used first is usually going to be the one that's...
Yeah, you, no one... Yeah.
But that's the thing, okay? I saw somebody post on Facebook with the actual article that says, I want Ritz to stop using the word cracker.
Yeah.
It's a Ritz cracker.
I would laugh that off if someone seriously tried to do that.
But it'd be freaking hysterical.
Oh, it would
but
be.
But it's true. It's true. Sorry, you know what? I want Nestle Quick to stop saying it's chocolate milk.
Why's it got to be chocolate milk?
Exactly.
Yep.
See what I mean?
Yeah. You can do it with pretty much anything.
Come on. All because the president said something. Fuck you.
And I'm getting tired of vanilla milk.
That's right. I said it.
He dropped the F-bomb.
Yeah. I'm tired of the use of the word vanilla to mean boring. That's got to be vanilla.
It's bullshit. It's bullshit.
That's a good
and
one.
You know what? That's a racist product, too.
Yep.
That is. Here's why.
Hashtag racist product.
When you go to McDonald's or any place to get a vanilla milkshake, it's white, right?
Right.
But you go to the store and get a bottle of vanilla, what color is it?
I don't know. I've never bought a bottle of
it's
vanilla.
It's a dark brown-ish.
There you go.
It's also vanilla extract.
Yes.
Look at the big brain.
Yeah.
Greg, jeez. Somebody's got Wikipedia ready.
Oh, jeez. Greg, what? By all means, go ahead.
I think just about everyone knew that, though, so.
I did not know that.
You didn't?
I did not
really?
Know that. I don't go in my kitchen and go and, like, make vanilla have extract ready to go and just on the fly. I'm a single bachelor guy. I have a depressing
cookies,
fridge full of condiments.
Old pizza.
And beer that's sitting in there. And
maybe an Olive Garden container from 2 weeks ago.
That could definitely be in there.
I just thought of another product. Oreo cookie.
Oh, good point. Why has it got to be a threesome with one white person?
Exactly.
Bowling's pretty racist.
Bowling?
You know, a bunch of dark balls trying to knock down a bunch of white pins.
Yeah, see?
Yeah.
And then on the other side.
Where's it end?
A bunch of white people fighting to chase a black object.
That's right. Hockey? White people with sticks.
That's named
even?
A puck?
Just
white
saying.
People with sticks chasing something black? Come on now. I thought that was only popular in the South, not Canada.
Here's JT. He would have a ball.
Oh my God, JT would be cracking up right now.
I mean, I don't see the. I see the point of the Redskin name being, obviously, being an issue for a lot of people. But
yes,
Native,
absolutely.
And those people are called Native Americans or whatever. Here's the thing: like in this country, we've gotten so ridiculous that when you try to be culturally sensitive to somebody, you end up like being racist because it changes. It used to be able to call like black people Negroes. Then that NAACP.
Negro.
It's
he's a
in
Negro.
In the title, and then you have National Advance for Colored People. Mm-hmm. You can't call them colored, but that's the organization they have.
Right.
Yet you can't say anything, and it's like, oh, you're racist. Yeah. I don't even know what to say anymore. Like, can I say my friend's black?
No, that's racist.
I feel like white people have a better understanding of like how to take things in context than a lot of other groups, because if my friend calls me a cracker or a honky, I laugh. I don't get offended. If he calls me whatever he wants to call me, racial slur for whatever, I don't get offended. No. I just take it as whatever. I'm not like super sensitive on that stuff. And I think some people blow it out of proportion just because they want to make a point. And
well,
I mean, slavery ended a long time ago. The civil rights movement ended
a long time
ago. I had
nothing to do with it.
And if you look at today's day and age, some of the richest people in the world are African American. They're Native American.
Yeah,
they're Spanish. There's a lot. Look, they're all over the place.
They've overcome the adversity.
So I don't want to hear the whole "oh, we're held back."
To Texas.
Yeah,
I had a culture shock when I went to Texas.
Mm-hmm.
There is this town next to Orange. It's almost. I actually drove through Jasper, where that black guy got jugged by on the back of the truck.
Now, that's racist.
Yeah, but this town, 99% was white, and they still have, like, active KKK meetings and groups, like, out on the public lawn. Like, it's crazy.
Now that's the thing.
It was just weird to be in a town like that still exists.
And that's a hate group. That's a hate
group. The Westboro Baptist is not as a hate group.
They are beyond.
They're not classified by anything in the FBI database, anything as a hate group.
I know. And they should be.
That's the crazy part. They are not a hate group.
They should be.
Well, right. I have a few points to make, too, about the things. First off, Obama and a lot of the people, if they really want to see racism, they should go to a European soccer game and just sit in the regular crowd.
Oh, God.
Those animals. Another point is the NAACP. If you attack them about their name, about having colored in the name, what they'll say, they're lying, but what they'll say is that they didn't want to make it just synonymous with black. So they said colored because to make it for all minorities.
So why not just call it the National Advancement for Minority Group or anything like that? I don't understand that. Like,
because
why
it's
do you
not
get offended?
Catchy, basically.
Yeah, but you came up with this in the 60s or 70s or whenever it came out. I'm not sure. And you said, okay, we're going to have this. And that's great. It helps people get equal rights and everything in this country and bridge the gap. However, the gap, I'm sorry, has been bridged. Is there racism? Yes. I've seen racism where black people are really racist to white people, and it's blatant. I've seen all kinds of stuff, but my point is that everyone has bridged those gaps. We've got so many multimillionaires. We've got so many people that have made something of themselves from all walks of life, and they came from nothing. So you can't sit there and go, oh, something's holding me down. No, it's your own culture that's holding you down
because
you're clinging to the idea of like being – in the ghetto and being all like rough and tough and not learning anything is the cool thing to do. That's what keeps you from like getting to those points. And that's where you feel that there's racism because you feel somebody's holding you down when they're really not.
In the ghetto.
And the other thing I wanted to point out too is, we're able to laugh off the use of the word, cracker.
Mm-hmm. Because,
let's face it. The words used for white people don't exactly have, like, they don't have a stinging meaning.
No.
Like,
and we don't care.
The N-bomb, the N-bomb originated as calling someone ignorant.
Yes.
And, you know, so, like, you know, as a group of people, I'd be pissed.
And
redskin directly means the skin color.
Which, right, they are red skinned back then. Darker.
Cracker is because we were the ones cracking the whips. That's why cracker was used.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, there's not as much sting in the words that are made up for white people.
Ooh, new bit.
What?
New bit.
Is it racist?
No, well, that would be a great bit, actually. But new bit. Verbal history lesson by Punchy. Think about it. He just brought out the words that are so derogatory in this day and age that nobody really gives a shit anymore. Because I don't care. I just hate. I can't say hate. I despise how people twist everything to be racist.
Yeah, the race card gets dropped way
for everything
too often.
They get dropped for everything.
I'm waiting for it to happen in like the NFL. Like, race card dropped like a challenge flag. I think that was racist. And they throw out like a challenge flag. I believe
Your touchdown, Dave,
if that was Wes Welker, that would have been a reception. I'm just saying, it's a challenge
racist.
Card. Racist.
Racist.
I don't know. Like, I get to the point where
what kind of flag would that be?
It would have to be a multicolored flag.
It's rainbow.
Not to be confused with a rainbow flag, though.
That's racist.
The white receiver who's not Wes Welker would be throwing down the flag every time he's mugged by a DB.
Exactly. And it would be like, what the hell?
Wait a minute. What would it be for the crybaby quarterbacks that get hit? That's racist, though. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of...
You can't
of...
call him a running quarterback. Why are you only calling him a running quarterback? Because he's black? Like, well, I mean, no,
yes.
But... Give me somebody who's got 800 yards that's white that runs as a quarterback. All right,
listen,
I'll give you a second.
Listen, quarterbacks don't need any more preferential treatment in the league.
They don't.
You scrape by one of them as a defensive player and you're hit with a personal foul and fined $50,000.
I don't get it. I don't.
Greg is getting a lap dance right now from
what?
Grand Theft Auto
what?
Dancer.
Where's that
He's
video? Show that.
Is he cheating on you with a Grand Theft Auto?
Turn
girl?
That screen. I want to see that lap dance. I want to see that lap dance.
See it.
Keep going. Keep going.
Keep going. I can't.
Hold on.
See it.
Hold on. Oh, I gotta get up.
Hello.
Oh shit.
Oh yeah.
Give her dollar bills. Make it rain.
$1 bill.
There you go. There you go. All right.
They had a black strip club. Making it rain consists of $6.
I love it.
The time I make it rain, it says minus $6.
That is what's going on right
wow.
now.
Wow. This must be a really good strip club.
That's
whatever.
He's legit getting a lap dance.
What a way to sidetrack us with a squirrel moment.
And she's doing all the classic moves.
Squirrel!
She
imagine
really
being
is.
The computer programmer that designed like this chick.
Oh, I gotta do research.
I
gotta do some research.
It's my job.
I mean, that's a lot of research to know which moves you want to put on in there. Wow.
Screw you guys. I'm going to get heroin with my mom.
Wait. You know what? That video is perfect for this. You know?
Jay, I want to suck your cock.
You're getting a private dance.
Why
now?
Do people keep?
Oh, now he's getting a private dance.
Oh.
Remember, no sex in the champagne room, Greg. No sex in the champagne room.
No matter what the stripper tells you, there's no sex in the champagne room.
Nipples.
Oh my God, there's.
Turn it! Turn! Turn it! Turn! Turn it!
We're getting excited over the fact that. Oh my God.
Whoa!
Nice tatas. Oh, it's freezing.
Can you see
it? Oh no, it froze.
It's freezing.
Oh, there we go. There we go. Okay, you're good. Unbelievable.
Is
unbelievable.
The, is the candy shop playing in the background?
Do I have to censor that for YouTube?
He's going to pop some tags.
Uh-oh.
But, you know, the game is rated mature. So, you know, it's amazing where Grand Theft Auto has come from.
It's amazing where video games have come from since I was a kid. Like, I never
Adam's having too much fun
I
watching
never
this.
Thought, yeah, I never thought I'd be watching a game where the girls are taking off their tops and, like, it's the graphics and everything now. Nowadays.
Make it rain! Make it rain!
I remember playing Atari.
It's a private dance.
Oh, my God.
Whoa.
Did she give him a head?
Yeah.
No, wait.
No, she's not.
I've seen that before.
Remind me to cut
her up in the face. That's when you motorboat him.
I'm so getting this game after a
you
couple weeks.
You can, like,
the
RT to touch, press A to flirt.
Well, you got to make sure the bouncer doesn't see you touching her.
Oh,
now. Do it now.
Wait a minute. So that's a... Whoa. Hello.
That's an option you can do.
Look at that. You can actually see the bouncer in the background yelling at him for touching her.
Yeah,
that's amazing.
I've had enough.
And the dance is done.
Greg's got to go to the bathroom.
But, you know, it, like...
I just went to the bathroom.
Like, with the original Grand Theft Auto, that was just a... what was it? It was like a bird's eye view of just the city map, and you were stealing the cars.
Yeah.
Mm. And then Grand Theft Auto 2 came out, and it's kind of the same, but the graphics were just a little bit better. Then you had GTA 3, and then Vice City, and then 4 and 5. And it's amazing from it being where it originally started from to that.
This one actually came with, inside the game, it came with a huge map that he's going to put up right up against the wall, so it's right there for him.
Because now that's it's an open map, right? Like it's huge. So you got
to
go.
Ridiculous. The cars are a lot easier to control now, too.
Oh, yeah, well, the older games. Even Grand Theft Auto 4 was a pain in the ass. But I'm amazed at the technology. We came from Pong.
To here.
To that.
I can't wait for, like, Battlefield and the new Call of Duty to come out.
We just lost the...
Super excited about that.
The new Call of Duty?
Yeah, I will not be around very often when that comes out.
I'm back.
Hi. You'll be in your private room?
I'll be in my private room playing Call of Duty, Ghosts, and Battlefield and everything.
Gotta love it.
That's what I do.
Gotta love it. You know what? We're going to... now that my rant's done, we're going to change gears. Something we haven't done in a few weeks.
Uh-oh.
That's right.
It's stupid calendar time.
Yay.
It is time for the stupid calendar. For those of you that don't know, I have this wonderful stupid calendar in my hand, and we haven't done it in, like, almost a month. We haven't.
Ooh. Yeah. So, which means these are going to be really good.
Well, let's see. Do you want to do a dialogue with me?
Oh, sure.
Because this one's for Monday, September 30th. Do you want to be the attorney or the client?
Oh, I'll be the client. Usually that's where I'm on my end.
All right. So this is an actual excerpt from an actual disposition in a liability case.
Aha.
And you have no other dependents that live with you at all?
No.
You have no grandparents or relatives at all that stay with you?
No, sir. None that are living.
Okay.
My mother is cremated and she's in the closet.
And there she goes.
I wasn't expecting that.
You got that snorting feeling.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, an advertising page. All right. In the middle of the calendar. Well, I'll tell you what. If next year's is better than this one, I'll get it. How about that? So far, this one bombed. Yeah. So, anyway. This is for Tuesday, October 1st. This is reality show star Snooki to a journalist and daughter of John McCain, Meghan McCain. The only reason why I voted for your father was because he was really cute and I like when he did his speeches. Go.
I'm sorry. John McCain, really cute? The Crypt Keeper?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, good. He looks like Tom Coughlin's brother.
John can
he
never
does.
Do a, John can never do a jumping jack again, McCain? Cute?
Yeah.
Really?
Yep. Cute. Cute.
Maybe she likes guys that have been like captured for 7 years and held in a camp. Yeah. Maybe that's her fetish for Snooki. I mean, she's into douchebags and everything else. Maybe she's got a fetish for American heroes. I don't know.
No. He kind of is because remember he did pass that NIAA, whichever act that was yet last year. Remember
the what?
The NIAA.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
That was his draft. That one that was very controversial that Obama signed into law.
Oh wow, you know.
Racist.
Yeah, that's racist.
Hashtag things John McCain can't do. Raise the roof.
Hashtag things better than live from the morgue.
John McCain's arm mobility. Hashtag things John McCain can't do. The wave.
Oh, no.
Too soon?
Too soon? No.
Never too soon.
Never
Hashtag
too soon.
Hashtag things John McCain can't do. Call a fair catch.
Jesus Christ.
Hashtag awesome. Things John McCain can't do. Change a light bulb.
Oh. Come on, keep going. You're on a roll.
What's going on over there?
Hashtag things John McCain can't do. Signal a touchdown and or a field goal.
Be an air traffic controller.
Hashtag things John McCain can't do. Shoulder rolls. Oh, man.
How did we get here?
Stupid calendar, that's how.
You can't be in a hip-hop parade.
Hashtag things John McCain can't do. Using a speed bag.
Oh
man.
Hashtag things John McCain can't do. Put on a shirt properly.
Oh. Hail a cab.
Oh, there you go. Hail a cab.
Hashtag things John McCain can't do. Give a high five.
True. Very true.
Can't give knuckles.
Hashtag things John McCain can't do. Give daps.
Do jumping jacks.
I so want that to fly now. I want that to trend. I so want that to trend.
Hashtag things John McCain can't do. A Muay Thai clinch.
Bear hug.
Bear hug.
Pearls. Hashtag things John McCain can't do. Pull-ups.
Wait, I might have one.
Macarena.
No. He probably couldn't do that.
Chicken dance.
Bowling. Bowling's definitely
bowling.
Out.
Bowling.
Hashtag things John McCain can't do. The Macarena.
Hashtag things that John McCain can't do. Cyber sex.
Oh.
Just saying.
No, you can do that. I mean, look at the South Park episode with the World of Warcraft guy. That's cool.
Gotta type with one hand and do everything else. I don't know if it's possible.
Actually, hashtag people with less arm mobility than John McCain. That guy from that episode of South Park.
Make love, not Warcraft. All right, this one's for Wednesday, October 2nd. This is a headline in the Lubbock Avalanche Journal from Texas.
Oh, boy.
Governor. Innocent man freed after 18 years shows justice system works.
What justice system?
Actually,
and the go.
That he, wouldn't the fact that he was in there for 18 years show that it doesn't work?
Yep.
Like, you can't just say the justice system works because the guy was freed after 18 years of incarceration for a crime he didn't do. That would actually say the exact opposite.
Yeah.
That would be like me saying, well, this person crashed into a school bus, but then they were able to parallel park right afterwards. So that got, so the driving system works. Like, you don't say that. So you don't say the justice system works after a guy is finally released after being wrongly incarcerated by said justice system.
I agree.
It means the appeal system works.
Absolutely. But not the justice system.
Not the justice system that has been biased in, on a class basis for years. That's not evidence.
I'm going to slap the stupid out of you, boy.
Better lawyers than the guy that represented that guy.
Yeah.
Hashtag.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just hashtagged the first things John McCain can't do.
Oh, jeez. I want that to trend. I really do.
I was the first one to do it. I just put high five on it. So we have to get this to trend. So just start making a bunch of them up.
Hey, the coffee maker made shitty coffee today, but it grinded the beans well, so the coffee maker works.
Yeah. Yes. Yes, it does. All right. This one is this is actually a movie quote, and it's a French subtitle. So I'm going to do my best and bring out the French in me, because I do know French. The line from a cowboy actor in a classic Western. Give me a shot of red eye.
Giggity.
All right.
All right.
All right.
He said red eye.
He said red.
Tired of red eyes.
Yeah.
Good vibes.
He said red.
Is there something wrong with it if it's red?
Just trying to make my eyes red, guys.
Okay. Every Sunday and Thursday.
From midnight to 3.
Yep. All right, let's see. I'm going to try and do this. It's been a while since I actually spoke real French. French-Canadian and actual French, two totally different dialects, let me tell you.
Yeah.
It's like Cajun French. It's different.
I've insulted a few people by accidentally saying the wrong syntax.
Like the Canadian dialect, it's like a weird, monsterized amalgamation of French and Midwest.
Yeah.
Whereas French is just French.
Yeah. Well, and believe me, and if you ever go to France and do not speak it or at least try it, they will not talk to you. They are dicks.
Stuck up, yes, yeah. They are.
All right, so the line is, give me a shot of red eye. And the French subtitle, on du bonnet, s'il vous plaît.
I don't know what the fuck that means.
We really do have the worst language in the world, don't we?
Yes, we do.
Yeah,
it sounds so much better said in French, where it's like, can I get a shot of red eye?
Yeah, but here's the thing.
Try new red eye.
It sounds more badass. Like, if you say, like, give me a shot of red eye.
Give me a shot.
That
of
sounds
badass.
Like, fuck that. You're a pussy. Like, you need a guy from like World War II coming out there who just killed like 30 Nazis with his bare hand.
With, like,
give me a shot of red eye and a cigarette.
Give me a shot of red
eye. Hold on one second. He, what Adam is basically saying is, you're a pussy because the stuff you're saying is a language
sounds
that's been going
pretty
on for billions of years. But
it's billions of years, my ass.
All right, hundreds of thousands.
I'm sorry. Let's talk about the French society. How many wars have they won in modern times? Last time I checked, the Nazis were kicking the shit out of them until good old WW2. We came in there with our goddamn shot at red eye and smokes and whooped some ass. Can I get a can of whoop ass? Bam.
In their defense, there were other countries.
In their defense was us. In their defense was us.
In their defense, though.
Hashtag America. America.
In their America.
Defense, America.
The German army was giving a lot of countries a beating.
Yeah, they were. And the combined force of Europe, all fucking 12,000 countries and Slavic nations and freaking whatever else, couldn't defeat one small country they surrounded. You don't see Canada or Mexico getting out of hand. No, because America keeps them in check. Yeah, there's some drugs that are coming up from south of the border and prostitution, but whatever. And the Canadians are too fucking nice. We just give them hockey and let them go to town on each other and go to Tim Hortons. That's what we set up. We keep them in check. I'm just saying, when America needs to go in and kick some ass, we kick ass. That's what we do.
What about Vietnam?
Hey, Vietnam was not our fault.
Oh my God.
She's dying, so am I.
I'm crying.
We're like the high-scoring football team, but except when we face a team that grinds the team down and makes it a slow grind of a game.
That's oh, God, that was awesome. Well.
But like otherwise, we're the New Orleans Saints circa 2009.
That's racist.
Yeah, that's racist.
America.
America. All right.
There's a soundbite for you.
This is the laugh hour. Oh my God,
so
that was awesome.
Right now.
That was pretty close to Rodney Dangerfield's speech to Sam Kinison in Back to School.
Here's my highlight title for the stupid calendar. Stupid calendar, Adam flips. Adam flips. Oh, man. All right, this one's...
That part needs to go in the next commercial we make.
That's promo right there, man.
Oh, my God.
That's a long promo, but it's a promo.
Don't worry. Have you seen some of the Red Show promos?
Yeah. This is for Friday, October 4th. I don't even know if I can get through it now.
We're only on the 4th? Holy shit.
Well, we're on Friday.
A good point.
Journalist John Elfrith Watkins Jr., who collected forecasts by the wisest and most careful men in our greatest institutions of science in the Ladies' Home Journal, 1900. Peas and beans will be as large as beets are today. Go.
Huh?
Thanks, Obamacare.
Thanks, Obama shutdown.
Thanks, Obama Monsanto bills. Now we're going to get Peazilla.
That's racist.
Yeah, that's racist. Shame on you. Shame on you. Punchy. I'm sorry.
Have you heard brain stew for more than a minute?
Yeah, that's true. brain stew? No, not even that. 360 on 420. Yeah. Enough said.
360 on 420 even brings the slurs out of me.
Which is, you know, I think it's all just a matter of the rants.
Yeah.
And the subject matter. We're all in a rare form today. I love it.
I love it.
All right. This is for Saturday, October 5th. This is Family Fortunes. Do you want to be the host or do you want to be the contestant?
Oh, I'll be
Decision.
The host.
You'll be the host this time? Host. All right. Yeah. Here you go. So this is now. Remember, you got to ask the question first and then we all answer. And then I will read the contestant's answer. Okay. So what's the question?
Name a famous Arthur.
Arthur or author?
Arthur.
Oh, okay. So D, a famous Arthur.
I don't know.
Come on.
I don't know a famous Arthur.
Arthur, yes.
Hold on, let me go to Bing.
I got it. Let me go to Bing.
Seriously?
I got one. Arthur Conan Doyle.
Okay, all right, punchy. Arthur Conan Doyle. Greg? A famous Arthur.
King Arthur.
All right, King Arthur. That's a good one. Absolutely. So, Danielle, we're now waiting on you.
So she can Google Arthur.
Hold on.
She's going to go with Dudley Moore's Arthur. That's what she's going to go with.
Mm-hmm. Better than going with Russell.
Technically, that's a famous Arthur.
It is.
Technically. So that's a good one for you. Absolutely.
I'll go with
Russell Brand's version, though.
You can't go with King Arthur. Greg already went with that. You can't co-sign Greg's stuff.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't. You have to have your own answer.
Go with Arthur Miller.
Arthur Miller.
All right, Arthur Miller. I'm going to go with Art Garfunkel, a famous Arthur.
That is true.
Because his first name is Art Garfunkel. So, With that being said, let me read the contestant here. You guys ready for this?
Yep.
Are you sure? Now you already know what it is, but are you guys ready?
Ready.
Shakespeare. Go. God.
That's Arthur Conan Doyle.
Yeah. That's racist.
No, they're both white.
Is it racist? Oh, man.
Hashtag that's racist. Anything we say now, hashtag that's racist.
That's yep. Racist. I love the racism, bro.
Why did I throw that out? We're not done with that one yet. All right. This is for the sixth, last one. Instructions on a hotel shower cap.
Oh, no.
Here we go.
You ready?
Don't put Greg's penis in here. Not a condom.
This is not for Godzilla.
This is not a Godzilla raincoat.
Hashtag that's racist.
No, that's true.
Oh, oh man.
Not racist, that's sexist.
Oh, there you go. Sexist. All right. Ready for the instructions?
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna put it on D because I can't wait to see her face on this.
Oh, great.
Fits one head. See?
That's
did
awesome.
I pick the right one, you know, that, or what?
That's, well, that's racist to Siamese people.
Yeah.
Siamese twins. I mean, what about them?
Yeah.
Defiant head.
Yeah, what if they have a head that's like interconnected?
Interconnected?
Does that count as one head or two, really?
Oh,
where
man.
Does this start and begin?
Wait a minute. I just saw this Pizza Boy's in the chat room. Is that you?
No?
So Pizza Boy just said, hashtag things better than things John McCain can't do. Sign language.
Oh, nice. Doing that one.
But he spelt it M-C-K-A-N-E. So I said, does John McCain spell that way? Choke slam other politicians?
Oh, hey, you never know. You never
well, clearly,
know.
You know.
Not. Obviously. But still, hashtag things John McCain can't do. Not become a POW.
I'm hashtagging that right now.
Make sure you spell it right.
Oh, I am.
Make sure you spell it right.
Kane as in enable, not Kane as in the brother of the Undertaker.
Death and destruction of all. Oh, man.
Somebody actually hashtagged it on Twitter. Start the YMCA dance. Hashtag things John McCain can't
No way!
Yes,
how did
I got
not
it?
Think of that?
Oh, man.
I got to turn my Twitter on the computer now. I got to see this. Tag me in that.
Awesome.
Things John McCain can't do, a layup.
The sky hook.
The sky.
Jump shot.
Oh,
I'm
man.
Hashtagging all of these right now.
Please.
Jazzercise.
Things John McCain can't do. Man. Cross.
Son of a bitch. That's awesome.
Things John McCain can't do. Call a personal foul.
Not who is not Ben Sherrington? That's awesome.
Well, I don't know, but I'm retweeting it.
That's awesome.
That means he's a jerk because he's not Sherrington.
Who is this guy? I don't even know who this person is.
I don't know.
That's awesome.
But they're following me.
Hey, you know what? I'm gonna Everybody get your Twitter out. That sounded wrong, but hey, just go with it.
Not you, Greg.
Yeah, no, that's Godzilla.
True story.
Word up. Especially after watching that scene in Grand Theft Auto 5. Hello.
Oh, you missed it earlier. There was some guy having sex with a woman, like, over the counter.
Yeah.
Like, yes. It was weird. It was like a little porno for a second.
We're going to have... You're going to have to take video of that and post it on YouTube. Be like,
yeah.
All right.
Hell yeah.
We'll put Glenn Quagmire's commentary on it.
Giggity giggity goo.
Giggity giggity. Just see it in the background every time they move. Giggity 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 giggity. Giggity goo. Oh man. This show has just gone down the drain today. I love it.
That's racist.
It's racist.
Well, yeah. Just saying. So yeah, hashtag things John McCain can't do. I want that shit trending. Absolutely.
Oh, he just did another one. Rock out and air guitar. Hashtag things John McCain can't do.
Hashtag things John McCain can't do. Be part of the Wild Stallions.
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, I want that trending.
Oh,
I want it trending.
Salute Hitler.
Hashtag things John McCain can't do. Use a Nintendo Wii.
Oh. Oh.
Hashtag things John McCain can't do. Beat a black guy in an election.
Oh.
Oh, oh, I'm tweeting that.
Too soon.
Too soon? You sure?
That was like 7 years ago.
5 years is too soon? 6 years ago. Really?
Yeah. Don't worry. It'll all make sense. I'm a professional.
I'm Bill S. Preston, Esquire, and I'm taking it. Oh, hey, Bill, here, let me take it. Okay.
Meow.
I'm Ted Theodore Logan.
That's right. And together.
Hey, D, you're going to have to check out the one I just posted.
Okay.
Wild.
Hashtag things John McCain can't do. Beat a C student in a primary.
Do a slow motion high five like you see in every 80s movie.
Oh my god.
I want this trending. I want giant. This trending. Oh man.
Hashtag things John McCain can't do. Look any more like an old NFL player who's had multiple concussions.
I love when I just go to type it into Twitter and it pops up right away now.
Yep. You're welcome.
Oh, man. I want this trending so bad. I want my first trend. I really do. Awesome. I want my first trend. And this will fly.
Yep. You just got to keep tweeting shit.
Like John McCain, because that's another thing John McCain can't do. Hashtag things John McCain can't do. Use overhead storage on a plane.
Oh.
Tweeting it.
Oh, man. That's
hashtag things John McCain can't do. Flip down his one mirror in the driver's seat.
I'm going to have to cut all this up and be like, all the different hashtags he can't do and throw it up on YouTube.
Do a skyhook. Adam, that's awesome.
Oh, man.
Hashtag things John McCain can't do. The fist pound with the confetti.
Oh. Oh.
Yes.
Wow.
The fist bump with confetti.
What did you just put? Do the dance with Uma Thurman from Pulp Fiction. Wow. You know what? I'm gonna beg everybody on More Like Radio to freaking post to this. I don't want it on Facebook. I want it on Twitter. Oh, my God. This is awesome.
Hashtag things John McCain can't do. Properly play Frankenstein's monster.
Yes, I'm doing that.
Oh, man. Oh, man. That's awesome.
Wait,
Adam's got another one. Adam's got another one.
What'd you say, Greg?
Hold up Simba and Lion King.
Oh,
jeez.
Operate a jump rope.
I'll do that one. Hold Simba up in the Lion King. There you go. Tweeted. I just want to see more people posting to this. Oh, wait, somebody else posted. Callum on Twitter. Things John McCain can't do, be president. It's true. It is true.
Wait, you just state the obvious.
Yeah, yeah.
Hashtag things John McCain can't do, pick a proper running mate.
Get a personal foul, jazzercise, a layup.
I did a shitload
you
of
you did.
Hashtag things John McCain can't do, DDP yoga.
Oh, Boom.
Hashtag things John McCain can't do. Kevin Nash's intro taunt.
There's another John McCain hashtag. Hashtag things John McCain could do during Syria hearings, Syria war hearings.
Nothing.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
Hashtag things John McCain can't do. The entire Ultimate Warrior entrance.
Oh, man.
Hashtag things John McCain can't do. The Hulk Hogan and everything ear to the head.
Oh, his Hulk up.
Yeah.
Hulking out.
Hashtag things John McCain can't do. Antonio Cesaro's taunt.
Wow. I want this trending so bad now. Keep it going. I'm setting up commercials. Keep it going.
Hashtag things John McCain can't do. The Stone Cold Stunner and or the Diamond Cutter and or the RKO.
Oh, my God.
Did you get that, D?
Oh, no. He lost me at things.
I'll post that one.
I posted another one.
Do the crane kick from Karate Kid in the finals of the All-Valley Tournament.
Anything from the Matrix movies.
There you go. There's a good one. Anything from the Matrix movies. Oh, man. I want this trending so bad now.
Mm-hmm.
Hashtag
give me some more.
John McCain can't do. I'm putting that in my highlights.
Hashtag things John McCain can't do. Stay faithful.
Oh. Ooh,
good one.
Also, hashtag Bill Clinton.
Yeah. Things John McCain.
Prancercise.
Yep.
Nice one, Greg. Nice one.
Wow.
Things John McCain can't do. The Undertaker move called old school.
I put jump rope.
Double Dutch.
Double Dutch.
Things John McCain can't do. Dutch rudder.
Oh.
It's okay because it's someone else's hand.
Oh. No, you could probably do that one.
All right. Double Dutch rudder.
You could probably do that one. I just thought of two in the pink, one in the stink, but he could probably do
he
that
probably
with
do
the
that.
Yeah. Yeah.
You could probably just prop his arm and put his hand in position. Yeah, you're right.
And go.
Oh, man.
Things John McCain can't do. Anything other than cowgirl. Things John McCain
wow.
can't
do. Greg, Greg, go ahead. Say the one you just posted.
Salute Hitler.
Oh, man.
Push-ups.
Oh, man, that's really great. Oh, my God. That's awesome. This show has just gone downhill today. I love it.
Dad, you assholes. I actually had to pause my freaking game.
Yeah, he actually paused his game and went on Twitter, and that never happens.
Yeah.
Because his bit is awesome. Things John McCain can't do. Use Twitter.
D just posted anything other than cowgirl.
Yep.
I want this trending so bad right now. I really do. Is that wrong of me?
No.
Is it really? I mean,
we really need to start a trend anyway.
I want a trend.
Start a trend. Hashtag things John McCain can't do.
Hashtag things John McCain can't do. The David Tyree Super Bowl catch.
Oh.
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 Hashtag things John McCain can't do. Arm wrestle.
Oh.
Tweeting.
There you go. Things John McCain
like
can't do.
The top.
Things John McCain can't do. Tweet.
Yeah.
True. Things John McCain can't do. Navigate through spider webs.
Oh, somebody just tweeted it. Win an election. Oh, burn.
Oh.
Somebody just tweeted that. Jordan Peterson.
Who?
Things John
McCain
can't.
I don't know. Somebody it's tweeting.
That's awesome.
Starting to trend.
Come on, I want this to trend so bad. I do. I want this to trend so bad.
We'll get it trending by the end of the show.
Things John McCain can't do, a Chinese fire drill. Things John McCain really can't do, North Vietnamese Chinese drill.
Oh, there you go. Duck and cover. Who said that? All right.
Things John McCain can't do. Walk into the Hell in the Cell without getting flashbacks.
Oh.
Adam, I like yours. Use a bullwhip like an Indiana Jones. And then Greg just posted, things John McCain can't do, listen to the Sully Show.
More like doesn't want to do.
Yeah, right?
Well, not now.
No, not now.
Could you imagine his aide right now? Hey, sir.
There's an internet radio
Twitter,
station.
Twitter, and apparently you're trending on some show called The Sully Show based out of Connecticut.
Here's the number. Call in. No, seriously.
Things John McCain can't do, throw a knuckleball.
Throw a knuckleball?
Throw a ball, period.
Yeah, throw a ball.
One. Well, no, he can underhand.
Things he can't do, be a pitcher in a women's softball league. Fast pitch.
All right, we got to go to break. When we come back, we do have the dumbass of the week. I wanted to talk to you guys about a new web series that's actually going to be starting. I haven't seen it. I saw it at the Apple Harvest Fest. I want to bring it up to you guys, so we'll do that. And I don't know what else. We'll keep the hashtag things John McCain can't do going. I want that trending so bad right now. This is great.
We'll get there.
This is great. So, keep it locked in. You're listening and watching The Sully Show here on More Like Radio. We'll be right back, I promise.
It's time for a piss break. Come on back. It's The Sully Show.
Fellas, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to adamandeve.com, and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. But that's not all. Oh, no. When you select your one item at 50% off, you'll also receive 3 free adult DVDs for a little inspiration. Plus, a free extra gift so sensual, we can't mention it on the radio. And to top it all off, we'll even throw in free shipping on your entire order. And no, we're not teasing. So check out adamandeve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type DEAL48 for the offer code upon checkout. When you do, you'll get 3 free DVDs, a free extra gift, and free shipping. Just use offer code DEAL48 at adamandeve.com.
Do you like video games? Are you a little antisocial? Well, listen to Antisocial Gamer Radio, Tuesdays from 3 to 5 on morelikeradio.com.
Hey, you. Yes, you guessed 10,542. Change your username. And while you're in a More Like Radio live page listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room? It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, change your username. It's right there on the right, stupid.
Welcome back, dumbass.
Dumbass.
Got anything for that, dumbass? Well, April Fool, dumbass.
It's time for the dumbass of the week.
Dumbasses. Dumbass. Get dumbasses? 300 million sperm. That's the one that got through.
No, it's not.
Hey, Danielle, you know when you're watching the news and you see those really dumb people?
Yeah.
You know how you just want to make fun of them?
Mm-hmm.
Well, now you can. All you got to do is take those really stupid articles or videos that you see online and send it to us at dumbass@thesullyshowonline.com.
What's that address again?
It's dumbass@thesullyshowonline.com, and we might just use it for the show.
Right here on morelikeradio.com, Sundays, noon to 2.
Hey man, when you need to look your finest, what do you do?
Well, I grab my favorite t-shirt, of course.
You know, I just knew you were gonna say that, and I was gonna ask, have you ever checked out T-Fury?
I think so. That's the website with the new t-shirt every day, right?
That's the one. At T-Fury.com, there's a brand new t-shirt design every day, and each one lasts for only 24 hours, then it's gone forever.
So it's tea today, gone tomorrow?
Exactly.
That's a lot of t-shirts. Where do they all come from?
Well, each design is submitted by a freelance artist, so no two are exactly alike. And the best part? All these tees feature nothing but nerd references. Whether it's movies, TV shows, video games, cartoons, comics, or culture, they're all awesome. And get this, each tee is just 11 bucks.
Dude, it looks like I need to update my wardrobe. What's that website again?
Just use tinyurl.com/MLRTees. That's tinyurl.com/MLRTEES. Each limited edition tee lasts for only 24 hours, so get over there before time runs out.
Check out today's T-Fury design right now at tinyurl.com/MLRTees.
If you weren't able to catch the last Hippo Juice show, here's what you probably missed.
The credibility that they are using as a bouncer at a Colombian strip club. Credibility.
Oh my god, that's hilarious! Let's say it three more times.
Oh God, to save you, gotta save my soul. Oh, but down, bow, down, wow, diddy, wow, down, wow.
Listen to the Hippo Juice Show live every Wednesday night, 7 to 9 p.m. on morelikeradio.com.
Wrestling's fake.
Oh, yeah?
Jesus!
The organization that brought you Tangled Web, Tournament of Death, and Prelude to Violence. 15 years of hardcore tradition. The Combat Zone is professional wrestling's proving grounds. Combat Zone doesn't do PG. No ballroom dancers or pimps shucking and jiving in our ring. Just the biggest names in independent professional wrestling. Masada.
Oh my God! What?
Danny Havoc.
Oh, no.
Drake Younger.
Just moving your body on the canvas. Painful? Not painful
as
that!
CZW features the ultimate hybrid style of high-flying mat wrestling combined with hardcore, death-defying action the other promotions wish they were allowed to show you. Get the latest news on live events, internet pay-per-views, and more. Or score yourself a classic CZW t-shirt from their online store. Support the ultra-violent underground. Go to czwrestling.com or follow Combat Zone on Twitter.
Hi, this is Marianne from Lust and Love. Recently, we decided the show needed more dicks, so we found the manliest man we knew to fill the spot, Dark Fox.
I know this is weird, but my boyfriend broke up with me because my dick is too short. He praised me about my skills and all, but this is a really good reason for a breakup? Because it's really hurting me until now. I can't seem to forget all the memories we had together. I know this can't be the reason, or maybe because he met another guy. I really cannot get over him because once he told me, I love your dick, whilst he was stroking it. That's the reason I will never let go.
Lust and Love, now gayer than ever. And that's saying a lot considering we used to have Hammy on the show. Join us Monday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern on morelikeradio.com.
Wait, why is that guy gargling?
This is your morning wake-up call.
Get up.
It's how I get my morning started. They're my morning show.
All right, here's a little inside info. They're not even real listeners. These are stage people, and you hear the same thing across the entire country. And that's why Hammy, the true American, is going to serve his country and expose these hack shows for what they are.
Only on Morning Zoo Radio. Friday nights, 8 to 10 on morelikeradio.com.
Hey, listeners. Yes, that means you. Missed your favorite More Like Radio shows live? No problem. Just go to morelikeradio.com/downloads. That's morelikeradio.com/downloads. More Like Radio's RSS feed works with your iThings, Zooms, Androids, Windows Phone, and anything else that can subscribe to an RSS feed. If you're so awesome that you only get your podcasts from iTunes, you can subscribe to our feed in iTunes by clicking the Subscribe to iTunes link right on the Downloads page. So what are you waiting for? Download More Like Radio podcasts and subscribe to our feed now. Yes, right now. Do it.
Here at More Like Radio, we're all radio professionals, especially Kevin from Alcohol by Volume. Marvel as he winds his way through the twists and turns of Skype.
Well, you're about to get a Skype call.
Here we go. Answering the call.
So, yeah, not to interrupt this exciting hockey talk, but what's going on, guys?
And call not found, and he dropped me. That's fantastic.
It's under the impression this was a drunk show, not bore everyone that's listening show.
Well, I'm still in the process of drinking.
I think we lost Kevin, or Kevin decided to be lost.
You're still in the process of boring people.
And I just realized I put Dennis on hold somehow.
This is that nightmare that I've been having of at some point finally getting on call and talking to somebody and being on air and everybody else just dropping.
Dennis is back
there
now.
There you guys are.
Sorry, look, Dennis.
Wow, fucking radio professional over here doesn't know how to add people to conference.
Alcohol by Volume, Tuesdays, 6 to 8 p.m. only on MoreLikeRadio.com.
She's flipping you off. Welcome back to the Sully Show here on More Like Radio.
I guess she read my tweet.
We just got a touchdown, so fuck yourself.
Oh wow, that's a rarity. That's like seeing Bigfoot twice in 1 year.
Wait, what did Adam do?
Tweeted. Yeah. Signal a Giants touchdown. Wait, that doesn't happen anyway. Hashtag thinks John McCain.
Welcome back to the Sully Show here on More Like Radio. It is one excellent show today.
John McCain would be very proud of us.
Absolutely.
Wait. Things John McCain can't do. If he's happy, he can't clap his hands.
Oh.
Reading that one.
Now, I got to say this. Danielle, just so you know, I did get some video recording of you either A, cheering, and B, being really pissed.
Oh man.
Do Maverick-related things John McCain can't do.
Very Maverick-related.
Yeah, very Maverick-related. Oh, man. Come on into the chat room. Go to morelikeradio.com/live. I just lost D. I'm having internet connection problems all of a sudden.
Oh, no.
D, I'll call you back.
Stop it.
I'll call her back. Oh, man, that was freaking great.
Hello.
Well, hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Hello. I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing fine.
That's great.
Oh, man. Hey, things John McCain can't do, get a hole in one.
Oh, I'm tweeting that one.
Too late. Already did.
Oh, nice.
That just popped in my head. Oh, welcome back.
You're welcome back.
Yeah, yeah. Welcome back.
Hashtag add a word, ruin a phrase.
Yeah. Pretty much. Yeah, that's how we do it. If you want to join in the fun, come up with a hashtag for things John McCain can't do. I want this trending. It'll be awesome. It really will. It'll be awesome. Oh, man.
Wait, why did someone cheer Victor Cruz? He didn't have any yards in that touchdown. thing.
No, but didn't he have the catch to get into the red zone?
No, no, he didn't. That was, I think, Knicks.
I got to do these things John McCain can't do. This is from Greg. Shake his fist at young whippersnappers. And, of course, Adam just put the entire training montage from Rocky IV where he fights the Russian.
The training montage from any Rocky movie.
Yeah, right.
Pretty much. But Rocky IV, I feel, is like it's an entire music video. If you ever watch Rocky IV, and yeah, try to find a scene that doesn't have music playing in the background for more than like 30 seconds. Like everything's like, I can do it. Next thing you know, it starts like No Easy Way Out for 20 minutes. And then.
All right. No, wait a minute. I got to show this. And it'll be small on the screen, so I'm sorry ahead of time, but.
Sesma.
Yeah. Punchy, I'm putting you up, but I'm going to put my Twitter right in front of you. Actually, right off to the side. And.
Wait, left side or right? My left or?
It's right near your head, so don't worry about it. It won't be in your way. But.
Oh, I'm pointing to it.
Since Dee and Greg are doing the things John McCain can't do, right underneath it, it's a determination Twitter, and it's got Rocky Balboa.
Oh, my God.
In a crisis, don't hide behind anything or anybody. They are going to find you anyway, Bear Bryant. Oh, man.
That's amazing.
And of course, D just put, get a damn drink, things John McCain can't do, and Greg put hula hoop.
Things John McCain can't do, shake a martini.
No, that was me hinting to Greg to get up and make me a drink.
She's literally starting to make a drink. She's like, the commercials are almost done. I got to get back to the show. Blah, 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 blah. The game started. You're already in there. You already started.
Now, and I still don't have my drink.
Since my Twitter goes to my Facebook too, a friend of mine put the YMCA dance on Facebook. And Eddie from Ham Radio, Uncle Eddie, he got a hole in one once. It was called a tiger trap.
Oh, too soon?
Too soon? No?
Never.
No? Never too soon. Oh, man. Oh, I want that trending. I want it. I'm going to ask every single show to help spread that and trend it. Because, God damn, that's awesome. It really is. Oh, man. All right. Dee, are you almost ready for your Craigslist?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Let me pull them up here.
Because I got this.
Dee's like, oh, yeah, I was supposed to do that.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, I'm watching football, and I'm tweeting, and there's a lot going on right now.
That's what she said.
She's watching the Giants have their first lead of the season.
Oh. Shut your mouth. But that is very true.
Who are they playing today?
I have no idea.
The Eagles? Ooh.
Yeah.
That's like a dumpster fire with babies inside of it watching that game. It's like,
dead babies? What?
Who's that? Dead babies, hashtag. Sundays and Thursdays, midnight to 3. If the Giants lose this game, I'm just going to watch Twitter to see D going nuclear.
I know.
I think every Giants fan has already gone nuclear right now. They're just debating on how much they're going to go.
Now we're on suicide watch.
Yeah, no. You're not on suicide watch yet. You're on the get your fire Coughlin signs ready wagon.
Yeah.
All right, let me
see.
Oh,
I agree.
I got to bring up the this, and I got to make sure that it's actually centered the right way.
The good thing is they're in the NFC East, which you can never get mathematically eliminated in it. It's like never possible to get mathematically eliminated.
Mathematically eliminated? Is that like a Macklemore?
Sorry, I couldn't resist. Sorry.
All right.
All right. Sorry, my bad.
Oh, my God.
Oh, today we're just out of it. It's great, isn't it?
It's a goofy, fun show.
Beat that, bitches. Beat that, bitches. All right, so, D, you ready? You ready for your Craigslist? This is the best of Craigslist. And, you know, we're going to have to come up with a...
That was an impressive Mike
serious?
Vick run.
Stop him. Jesus Christ. Sorry.
That was an awesome run by Vic, right, D?
I can't believe that.
That was a crazy run. It's easier.
Yes, I'm ready.
All right, so if you're ready... We're going to do the best of Craigslist. And you know what? I am going to get an email for you for this. So if people want to help out, they're more than welcome to send in Craigslist ads to you. I'll work on that. I got to get the website up and running first, but we'll get there. And what's this? The first link that you sent me is a large house.
Large house. Lots of room recently open.
Go for it.
All right. So this is how it starts. So all my roommates left because of a job thing, and I need to make rent.
They're porn
stars. I really
think
this place is great, and I've been living here for a while. I don't want to leave, but the utilities are a real bitch to afford on your own. Some facts about the digs. It's about 775,000 square feet. Yeah, it's big, I know. But don't let the size fool you. It's cozy, too. Lots of individual rooms. Location, location, location. It's close to everything you need, or I'm sorry, it's close to everything you could possibly want. The, how do you say that?
Botanical Gardens.
They're temporary closed, but don't let that stop you. The metro and plenty of bars. The bars are important because what else are we going to do? It's historic, too. It was built in 1800-something. Don't ask me specifics. There's a plaque somewhere. let's just say it's pretty sweet. There are plenty of cool things inside, like a giant statue of King Kamehameha.
What the?
It makes for
say that again?
King Kamehameha. It makes for weird midnight runs to the bathroom, but whatever. If you want to know more, just ask about you. You must be LGBT friendly. I'm not quite sure what that is. Must not be a Republican. Don't be racist. Don't hate women. And must think poor Americans are people. Oh, and don't be an Eagles fan, because that's gross. Cats are okay, purr. Dogs are okay, woof. Location, Capitol Hill.
Wow. Wow. It's not okay to contact this poster with services or other commercial interests.
Oh, man.
Wow. Oh, my God. Where is this place?
I don't know. It says Capitol Hill.
It's the Capitol building.
That's the White House.
It is the Capitol building.
Yeah, pretty much. That's the Capitol building. Cats are okay, purr.
Purr. Dogs are okay, woof.
Woof.
Oh, that one was great.
Things John McCain can't do. Write a Craigslist ad the right way.
Yeah.
Holy shit, that's funny. What's this next one here?
2 dozen free goats.
You heard it here, folks. 2 dozen free goats.
Oh, man.
I have 2 dozen goats I need to get rid of. I have no idea. I had no idea raising goats would be this hard. These little bastards keep eating all my wife's flowers and climbing on our goddamn cars. Nobody told me they were such good climbers. The first person to get these damn goats out of here can have them.
Wait a minute. They're goats!
Oh, my God.
They're goats! Seriously, you don't know they're good climbers?
They're goats or
goats.
Stevie Nicks, depending on who you...
Oh!
Oh, bad.
Bad. She's amazing!
Like, seriously? Where do these people come up with this stuff?
That's my favorite South Park episode, by the way.
Yeah.
Yay, we got them! Oh, my God. How do you not know that goats climb?
Nobody, like, wouldn't you research, like, first of all, why would you just go out and say, hey, I want 2 dozen goats and not research them? Like, what was this guy even thinking?
Free milk.
Hey, let me go buy 2 dozen goats and just let them roam in my backyard. It's
goat
okay.
Milk and cheese.
It's like the guy that gets all the bulls and is like, why the hell can I get milk out of these damn things? I don't understand it. I'm pulling on it and it's not working.
Ow. That's awesome. Oh my God.
Here's your sign.
Here's your sign.
America.
America.
Only all right. America.
Now this next one, there's a picture.
There's a picture.
Should I wait to reveal the picture?
No, you need to reveal the picture now because they need to see the picture as I'm reading this.
Okay. All right. Hold on here. Let me move this down just a tad bit. Okay. So right now I'm not showing the picture.
Okay.
And so, now I'm revealing the picture.
Yeah.
Go for it.
Nordled $400, fully expanded with 12 voices and RAM card. Kurzweil K2000 $400. Actually, it's the K2VX with 128 MB RAM and a Zisk zip drive with a few blank disks. Headphone output gets a little weird sometimes. Fresh battery on the motherboard.
Yeah.
With extra MIDI I/O cord and keyboard input. 128 MB RAM.
Now, the picture.
Okay, I'm waiting for that.
The picture.
Location, medical center.
The picture is a guy completely naked.
Oh.
Holding the keyboard right in between his legs.
Long hair and glasses, like some skinny white dude.
Things John McCain can't do.
Pose
play a piano.
Pose with a keyboard.
Pose with a keyboard.
Hashtag things John McCain can't do. Find creative uses for piano wire.
Oh, what?
Like, look at his bedroom, too. Like, look at everything. It's so weird.
He's got
the amp hooked up. He's got, like, this old mattress.
It looks like the bed is a hospital bed.
Oh, my God.
Well, it says location is the medical center.
And he's got plenty of soda cans on his bedside table. My God. The things
he's got
people,
bed sheets from 1920s, like grandma.
The things people do in order to get their shit sold. It's sad. It's really sad. So that's the best of Craigslist so far. I need a bumper
You're
for that.
You're welcome.
I really do. I need a bumper for that. That was
that's disturbing. It's gonna haunt my nightmares.
Oh man. Why?
I don't know.
Because.
Things you don't see a lot this season. Giants and Eagles doing post-score kickoffs. Ooh.
Ooh.
Punchy.
Oh, they're fighting. Oh, never mind. They were.
Punchy.
I added the Eagles in there, though.
That's true. You did.
You did. You weren't that mean.
Because both teams haven't really.
It's going to be bad when Tony Romo wins that division.
Somebody just tweeted me about the Giants losing, and he goes, I'm sure they've turned you into a raging alcoholic on Sundays.
Yeah, probably. Probably. I wouldn't put it past.
It's bad when the Jets are the best team in New York.
Yeah.
And with a
and they play ugly football.
Geno Smith and like basically nobody to throw it to and everything else, and they're the better team.
Yeah,
but not by much. And they're facing Atlanta this week at Atlanta. Mm-hmm.
Well, Atlanta lost to the Pats, and they also lost to Miami in our division. So they're not exactly like boning it up there and doing so well. And Tom Brady didn't have anyone to throw it to except for his rookie cast of name this guy who they just got off of Craigslist.
And the Jets receivers don't have anyone to throw to them, so.
There you go.
Well, Geno Smith's decent. I mean.
Decent.
I mean, let's be realistic. Ever since, you know, Broadway Joe left, I mean, it hasn't been the same for quarterbacks at the Jets, but I wouldn't say he's a dumpster fire like Mark Sanchez. I just think he doesn't have, he's a rookie for one, and he doesn't have enough talented guys. Stephen Hill's kind of stepped up a little bit. And obviously, there's, you know, Santonio Holmes, but he's got to be injury free. But they got a decent running game. Ivory looks pretty good, and a few other guys are stepping up. So I don't know what's going on with the Giants. Like, I've just watched the games. I'm like, what the hell is going on? This is the team that 3 years ago won the Super Bowl, or 2 years ago?
Yeah, 2 years ago.
Yeah, and they look so
terrible.
Yeah, because
last year, this year anyway, January was the power outage.
Yeah.
Oh, that sucks.
I'm telling you, I still think they paid somebody to flip the switch.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Leroy, you were just stupid as hell.
That's right.
Hashtag Kaepernicked.
All right, we're gonna change gears. And before we do that, before we get into the dumbass of the week, this was actually sent to us by Mr. Bunky a couple of weeks ago.
I haven't seen him today.
Yeah, is he in the Ustream chat? Because I keep telling him to go to the More Like Radio chat.
I don't know. I'm not in Ustream.
Nobody's going in Ustream. Nobody does. Sorry. I don't have the technology to keep up with it. I'm sorry. JT usually does it, and he's working. but he wants to come back. He's trying. So this article, it's not he sent it as a dumbass, but it's really not a dumbass. And I kind of like it because it's kind of cool. Sean Jenkins. Sean Jenkins is a police officer in England. And he was sacked for having sex on duty.
What?
Yes. He was sacked for having sex on duty, but he was reinstated because he could still reach his loaded gun.
Huh?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And I lost D.
Again.
Again.
What?
Yep. Yep. You heard me right. Oh, it was her that time. Ooh, she's offline. She'll come back. This is a real story. He picked up a married woman when he knew, and he knew her, took her back to his home while his colleague waited outside. So his partner was in the car while he was doing his friend, who's married. He's 36. He was on patrol when he picked her up, knew that she was married, and went back to his home with her for 40 minutes while his colleague waited outside in the car. The unnamed woman's husband found out about the afternoon romp and reported Jenkins to senior officers who sacked him for gross misconduct. Understandable.
Right.
Okay.
Was he on his lunch break, though, when that happened?
Oh, I don't know.
I mean, if they call us at any, he's on his lunch break.
Well, if his partner's sitting outside...
He's covering.
That's the thing.
He might need backup.
However, he appealed and was reinstated because his gun was never out of his control. And he could have instantly responded to an emergency. Do you want to know how? Because I can tell you.
Oh, yeah, I do want to know.
His pants were down around his ankles. They were never off.
Nice.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
This sounds like every porno I've ever seen with a cop involved. Did he have a mustache? Because that would just be too perfect.
No, he didn't have a mustache.
Don't they all do, though? Like,
what? Hold on a minute.
Don't they all usually have a mustache?
Usually they have the 70s bushy mustache.
I wish I could grow a mustache and just be a mustache. I look like a child molester with a mustache on, just only. A beard, fine. A mustache, no. Very when I did the thing with Sully with when you're doing the movie thing, I had to grow the beard out. So I did the Hulk Hogan handlebars.
You're like, maybe this will look good.
Like, no. Then I did like the 70s stash. It was so rapey that I creeped myself out with like.
D. Off.
What?
Your computer died because you unplugged it, didn't you?
I plugged it in before the show started.
And then
got unplugged.
And then you turned it to show us the Grand Theft Auto 5.
And then I
forgot to plug it back in.
Grand Theft Auto 5. So it. I forgot to plug it back in. You are correct.
Hey. So,
bad.
Yeah. So, bad. So we're talking about this police officer who was sacked because he was having sex while on duty and his partner was covering for him.
Okay.
But he was reinstated because he was able to reach his weapon because his pants were down around his ankle. After that, he actually had to prove it. So what he said was in the report that he took off his body armor, leaving his T-shirt, and then took down his trousers to his ankles in order to engage in sexual activity. The statement went on. He confirmed that his sidearm was still attached to his trousers at the time in its holster and that it was loaded. The PC also insisted that he was still monitoring his radio during the sex session. How does that sound for you? Oh, baby, oh, baby, oh, baby, oh, baby. Hold on, we got...
Already in progress.
Yeah, yeah.
We gotta wrap this up.
We gotta finish. I gotta go.
The real question is...
Yes.
Were the handcuffs used?
Ooh, good question.
You might have been resisting arrest.
Yeah,
That's the question you gotta ask.
Yeah, was bondage involved?
Ma'am, I've got to arrest you for being too damn sexy.
All right.
It's probably his pickup line to the friend.
I don't know.
Whole new meaning to bulletproof vest.
I'm not gonna lie. I think a lot of people have done it while they're on duty. I think that's one of those things of like. It depends on your job.
Yeah.
I definitely did it on duty in the military, like during a lunch break. But I mean, that was more like, for some reason, chicks like dig the uniform, so it's not his fault.
Well, it's a uniform.
You know, it's not his fault. Like, he's a sex symbol when he puts that uniform
on.
Well,
that's the thing. You know, it's not even just that. You know, men and women both like
right.
the opposite sex in a uniform. It's just the way it is.
Right.
Everybody loves it because they're like, hell yeah. Just like every guy loves a teacher.
Oh, man. I love girls in the subway uniform. That, oh. I give her my $5 footlong, you know what I'm saying?
But, you know, they're all freaking 16.
Hey. They are at least of 18. I check two forms of ID.
And you I get too. He probably has one of those license scanners that the bars use.
Yeah. Exactly.
Here's he carries it around with him and he's there.
You're good.
Here's my library card.
You almost tricked me. This is fake.
I've seen this one before. This library's not even around anymore.
So anyway, in April, the incident took place in April of 2010. And when he was reinstated, he went on to receive a commendation for rescuing a woman who was trying to leap from a flyover.
I'm sure she was rescuing her.
Uh-huh. A spokesperson from Gwent said, "We note and fully accept the findings of the IPCC report. Our complaints handling processes have been reviewed and improved because since he had the gun on him, he was able to reach it and still go on and do his job." How's that for a sex round? Wham, bam, thank you, man. I gotta go. There's a burglary in process. Sorry.
Later. That, man, that's awesome.
Later.
Like, no coited. No having to, like, cuddle at anything afterwards.
Yeah,
like,
right?
I gotta
that's
go.
A nice quickie.
Bazinga.
Exactly. Bazinga indeed.
Bazinga. So, yeah, that's... I gotta admit, I'm impressed with that. I really am.
What city was this in or state?
Gwent. In England.
England?
Yes.
They didn't have weapons in England.
And this article was by Mirror News. So not bad.
Uh-oh, something bad just happened because Danielle put her hands in the air, which John McCain can't do. Hashtag. And now she's putting her hands against her head. Hashtag things John McCain can't do.
What's the score?
Oh, it's still 7-3, but they just kicked it and he didn't catch it. And now they're at the 1-yard line.
Ooh, hashtag.
A bummer.
Things the Giants can't do. A catch
boo-hoo.
A ball.
A boo-hoo. A boo-hoo.
A boo-hoo.
Punchy, what game do you
slap
have
Adam
on behind
in the face.
You?
Hashtag things John McCain can't do.
I've got Giants-Eagles, but apparently...
I'll watch commercial.
Apparently, more priorities from President Obama.
What?
He's closed some parts of the ocean on the U.S. beaches because of the fact that it's spent with federal money to operate them.
So,
wow.
Let's take away vacation spots because...
minimum wage to clean them anymore.
Wait, what?
So they can't pay people minimum wage to clean them anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much. Why don't you just close the borders down?
Yeah.
Oh, wait! You can't! Fucking idiot.
Things John McCain can't do. Give Godzilla a hand job.
Things no one can do.
Besides myself, that is.
Oh, wow. There's so many in here. Perform with Miley Cyrus at the VMAs. Play Mac Whack-A-Mole.
Adam, didn't you post something about a touchdown?
Jim Halpin just put pick a VIP candidate. That's freaking funny.
See, people don't get it. This isn't actually about politics at all.
No.
Yeah, they're like not getting the reference.
Yeah.
If you'd read the tweets, you'd realize what was going on.
Why are you so low, Greg?
I don't know.
Ah, the microphone was up at his eye.
Oh, actually, it was down below.
Oh, that would do it.
It was down below.
Yeah, it was down below.
You're down there.
It was waiting for comment from Godzilla.
I have it here, too. I was so ready for it, and he threw me off. Gotta love it.
You know what?
Yeah, buddy.
The thing that happened today with Obama was actually he's not allowing the Armed Forces Network to broadcast NFL games today.
The Armed Forces Network is shut down.
Yep.
Yeah.
Because a friend of mine is deployed in Germany, and as soon as the government shutdown happened, Armed Forces Network was down.
They're not at any of the football games.
Nope.
Because that's...
Well, hello? Adam's sitting right next to me.
Adam's not supposed to be here right now.
Yeah.
He's supposed to be working here. With his squad.
You know what's going to happen. You know how this is going to be spun. It's going to be spun against the Republicans, saying that, well, they're being so stubborn. Now look at these things that are being taken away from the troops. And then everybody's going to put pressure to twist arms to let Obamacare pass through.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. Like, I know a lot of people go back and forth on it, and I think both sides are equally wrong in a lot of aspects, because you got to remember, all the stuff that went through on he basically ran on it in the first election, what he wanted to do, got elected on it, went through with all of it, and a lot of the stuff I don't agree with the way it's done about, but then he got reelected on the same platform once everything was going through. So he ran twice on it, got reelected, went through, and it got voted through the House. You can't sit here and say, okay, Obamacare is terrible, but yet it went through the House and went through the procedures and everything and went through, and then say, well, you know, until you repeal this, we're gonna shut everything down.
Yeah.
And I think Obama is at this point is like, you know what? I'm gonna call your bluff. I got nothing to lose. I'm in my final. He's not going for reelection. He's in his final thing. He's going to be like, listen, you can do this all you want. I can play this game. I really don't care. People already hate me. I mean, look at Bush. I mean, people hated him a lot of times, too.
Yeah.
I'm going to do what I'm going to do, and I'm going to see. I'm going to pull your card. And right now, a lot of people are paying for it. But in the end, like, I think they should have done more to really help with the health care, lowering the cost across the board so people could afford it. I think that's the biggest issue is, if you try to get private health care now, it's so expensive.
Mm-hmm.
But the good thing about Obamacare, which I do agree with, is pre-existing conditions are treatable. So these people that have – that is the greatest thing about it, because so many people I know could not get before. I know a few that are on it and are alive today because of it. That being said, I don't agree with taxing people and saying you have to get this.
Exactly.
Like, if you want to get Obamacare, fine. Then you submit a form and you get taxed. This thing, whatever, to get those people involved, and it goes through. If you don't, and you want do more on the private healthcare side, say, hey, listen, lower the rates, because there's a lot of things that they could do and put a ceiling on things so that businesses can afford to do it. But there's too many people with their hands in the pocket all over insurance companies on both the right and left, and they don't want to work together. They haven't worked together in years.
Right.
The only time they work together is really, it seems to be with, like,
when it benefits them.
Benefits them.
Not us.
A lot of is veterans and troop bills. Mm-hmm. I've seen a lot of those bills pass pretty quickly on both sides. For the most part, it's just that one wants to claim it as a victory for them.
Sure.
No one doesn't want to do it. But I don't agree with a lot of things he does. A lot of things I do agree with. But in the end, they have to work together and figure this shit out.
Hashtag things John McCain can't say.
Shit.
Do the hip hop hooray. That was awesome. Sorry. I had to do that one. Because I am going to cut all of these up, because that's just awesome. But yeah, you know, I mean, and that's the thing. Like, one, I should not be forced to get something that I don't want. And I should not have to suffer for it either.
Right.
And that's around tax time. You know, do I agree that everybody should have affordable health care? Absolutely. Absolutely. But you know what? A lot of people... And I'll use smokers as an example. A lot of them can't get health care because they're smokers.
Oh, that's different.
It is, but it also ties into it. Think about it. You know, yeah, they're doing that to themselves, understandable. You don't know if they're going to get cancer or not. Is it proven? Yeah, numerous times. But, for example, let's say you get cancer. Most places, if you get cancer, they don't cover it.
Right.
They don't cover it at all, which sucks. Especially now, that is the number one killer, is cancer.
Right.
I don't know when it transitioned from cancer to AIDS, but cancer's been around for God knows how long. And it's the number one killer of people. But people can't get the affordable health care for it. It's not, nope, you thousands and thousands of dollars. Everybody knows somebody that has
cancer
or survived cancer, and they're still paying their bills for it.
Yeah, you pay the rest of your life for something that you can't help.
Yeah.
I have you know? Awesome bills coming in right now.
Yeah, this one over here.
Well, and, you know, Greg, you're a good example too, because you had the stroke not too long ago.
Mm-hmm.
And the scans and the MRIs and the x-ray, like, it
all the testing.
Yeah, the testing, it all costs money. But hey, you know what? Let's keep screwing everything up. Why not?
Mm.
Because sooner or later, the American population is going to go, you're an idiot, you're an idiot, you're an idiot, and you just should not even be breathing right now. Because they have no concept of what the American public needs. Not wants, needs. And let's face it, we need all those freaking idiots, both Republicans and Democrats, and the goddamn Tea Party, to shut up and listen to the people. Listen! You're all morons.
You know what, though?
I love getting into those type of political debates, too.
You know what, though? Like, the thing with the people, though, is they want to be listened to, but then those, like, say there's a third-party person, like, say, a Libertarian candidate,
yeah,
that will listen to what they want, they won't vote them in.
I know.
Well, because they go, well, why am I going to vote for someone who doesn't have a chance, but I'll vote for these guys who won't listen to my interests anyway.
Exactly.
It's the two-party system that fails the country.
Mm-hmm.
There shouldn't be a two-party system. It should be, okay, I'm running on this, I'm running on that. And because right now, you're right. Like, if you have a great idea, the odds of you making it through, getting the funding that you need from, you know, Matt O'Sullivan, Bristol, Connecticut, making whatever how much you make a year and trying to fund yourself and becoming a senator or president, whatever it may be, are astronomically small. You need a backing of a party. You need... Yeah. All these big corporations that you have to, like, buddy up with to get – that's the sad part. It's all that process to get through, and you got to make all these deals. And, you know, I don't – you get up to office, and then you got to make all these promises, and it's hard. It's hard being a politician because you have to do what you think is right. But people also have to realize that you voted the person in. They're not always going to do what you want them to do.
Mm-hmm.
You voted them in because they shared many of your same ideals.
Yeah.
And as long as they keep up with those ideals, there's going to be times they're going to have to go in a different direction because it's for the greater good. But
mm-hmm.
It's hard being a politician in some ways. Other ways, I just think they overutilize it too much and they take advantage of it.
Politicians have lost their way.
They have.
Okay. It's not like it used to be, you know. Yeah, the houses were always divided, but... Washington was the first president who didn't want to be president to begin with.
Nope.
And he said that after I'm done, it is all going to change. And it did. And it has not helped anybody. Hasn't helped anybody. You know, we have a government shutdown in the middle of a recession. And if they say the recession's over, they're lying.
Yeah.
They're liars.
Them motherfuckers be full shit.
Yeah, exactly, Punchy.
They took our jobs.
They took our jobs.
I'm going to slap the stupid out of you, boy.
Yeah, they're lying.
Giants just scored a touchdown or something.
Oh, no, the Simpsons Treehouse Terror is on tonight.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah.
DVR. I watch that every year. I haven't watched The Simpsons regularly, but I always watch that.
That's what like.
That's early this year.
Yeah. Yeah.
However, the Colts did just score a touchdown on Seattle. You know that they had hard to pass on Seattle D with a 72-yard, 3-yard touchdown to T.Y. Hilton.
Yay.
Hell yeah, I got Andrew Luck in my fantasy football league. What?
All right.
Oh, I don't even want to talk about mine. I'm 0-4.
All right, we got to do this.
You people are idiots. Welcome back, dumbass. Dumbass. Got anything for that, dumbass? Well, April Fool, dumbass.
It's time for the Dumbass of the Week.
Dumbasses. Dumbass. You dumbasses? 300 million sperm. That's the one that got through.
That's right. It is time for the Dumbass of the Week, where we take all those wonderful, stupid people throughout this world, including President Obama, and make fun of them. Because that's what we do. We have fun. Yeah.
Things John McCain can't do.
Make fun of President Obama? I think anybody.
Have fun. Have fun.
Yeah, there you go.
John McCain can't do. Tank the economy further.
I love it. So, here's the deal. If you have an article or a video or anything at all that you think the person of that article or video is a dumbass, send it to us to dumbass@thesellyshowonline.com. The email is right there on the screen for all those who are going to be watching this up on YouTube probably a little later this week. So send it to us, dumbass@thesellyshowonline.com, and we might just use it for the show. And this one was sent to us by our good friend and listener, Mr. Bunky.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Yes, he sent us a good couple of them. And this one's coming from the UK again. Huffington Post is the article here. And you guys are going to love this one. You're going to love just the title alone. Okay. Penis amputated after man 66 overdoses on Viagra to impress new girlfriend.
Why was it amputated? I don't like this sound. Oh, this is a terrible article.
What's the matter?
I don't like penis related chopping stories. We've done several on the show, by the way.
I know.
Yeah, that's awesome. I don't know why people think we want to hear about that.
D likes it.
Why?
I'm going to get one that says chopping off boobies and stuff and
things John McCain can't do.
Can't do.
So an Angelina Jolie story is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I don't know.
No. Oh, right,
so,
man.
Here's the good part about this. A 66-year-old Colombian man is reported to have had his penis amputated after enthusiastically overdosing on the erectile dysfunction drug Viagra. The man, who asked to remain anonymous, admitted himself to hospital in the small town of Gigante.
Gigante?
Gigante.
How ironic is that?
That's a little odd. After sustaining a constant erection for several days, according to Columbia reports.
Call a hooker. Two.
He had apparently overdosed on the drug in an attempt to impress his new girlfriend. Concerned medics referred him to a hospital with more ample medical facilities in Neiva. I hope I said that right. Where he was diagnosed with a penile fracture and swelling with symptoms of gangrene.
They couldn't restrain the thing?
Oh. Oh.
Ew, gross.
The amputation was carried out to prevent further inflammation and gangrene from spreading to other parts of his body. The patient had bruising in the testicles and penis and was treated and is recovering well. Oh. Now, they also go into a little bit more on the Viagra itself. It's Viagra, which is also known as sildenafil, works by relaxing muscles in the wall of the blood vessels. Chest pains and irregular heartbeat are some of the symptoms associated with the Viagra overdose. Painful prolonged erections, known as priapism, whatever the freaking hell that is, priapism, sure, hives, nausea, and sudden vision and hearing loss are also possible. Priapism is a medical emergency. You should seek immediate medical assistance if you think you have it. If it's not treated within 24 hours, your penis may be permanently damaged, and you may have difficulties getting an erection in the
future. Did it say
future.
How many Viagra pills he took?
No, it doesn't.
He had to have taken,
he had to have taken more than one.
Had to have.
I mean,
that's just ridiculous. Have it amputated? He had to have taken like the whole bottle. And we just sacked
maybe
him.
Maybe he was like trying to commit suicide with his penis. Like he was trying to like kill his penis. Like, screw it.
He wanted to go out with one last bang.
Exactly.
And then some.
Hashtag things John McCain can't do.
Get an erection?
Well, I mean.
I like how we all disagreed on that.
Well,
but yeah.
Yeah,
that's true.
Factual.
Yeah.
Oh, that hurt.
I can't wait to go through the show and cut all of that up for YouTube.
Somebody did something good. Eli Manning didn't throw an interception.
No, now it's fourth and goal. It was third and goal, and they threw it in for a touchdown, but he didn't catch it.
Oh.
Thank God.
Not hashtag things John McCain can't do.
Throw a touchdown.
Throw in for
throw
a touchdown.
Touchdown.
Hashtag things Michael Vick can't
do. The Jaguars.
Do.
What are
there you
talking
go.
About?
So that's our dumbass for the week. for this week. Again, if you have a dumbass, send it to us at dumbass@thesullyshowonline.com.
I prefer Dumas.
Dumas? Mr. Dumas.
Mr. Dumas.
Mr. Dumas, it's Dumas.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Ooh, too soon?
Ooh, ouch.
Sorry.
Oh, that poor camera guy.
I think he got a helmet to the head.
Ooh.
The camera guy just got nailed.
I just saw it on Punchy's video.
He just said, holy shit.
All I see is the camera guy go, bam. Oh.
He was like, holy shit.
So if you're not watching the Giants game, shame on you. If you're checking this out on replay, well, yeah.
Then you know it already happened.
Yeah, you know it
And
happened.
You saw it on ESPN already.
Yeah,
it's almost like I'm the newscaster with the videoed in screen above my shoulder and head.
Yeah, it's kind of cool. I can actually do something like that. I just have to program my little TV program here called Boinks TV.
Zoinks.
Zoinks. Coming up later today, the replay for Markout Radio from Wednesday will be right after us. And then, of course, the new show, The Shoot, from 4 to 6. Check them out. They're an awesome show. Love it. They'll be live. After that, it's Replay Alcohol by Volume, Talk Radio Meltdown, Masters of None, Leet Speakers. And I believe right after the pay-per-view tonight, the wrestling pay-per-view, Markout Radio will be doing their recap show. So
yes, sir.
Make sure you check it out because it'll be awesome. It'll be awesome.
Awesome. Awesome. Awesome. Awesome.
Awesome. Awesome. Awesome. Awesome. Awesome. Yeah. What's your favorite scary movie?
What the fuck?
He did
that?
It. He did it. Greg, good job. Do it again. See, she's been very good. I haven't had to pull out the arsenal lately.
You haven't.
I have been good.
She has been good.
He's got it like a big red button right here.
It's ready to go. All she's got to do is that say that.
That was easy.
That was easy.
We know.
Oh, they keep showing that hit with the cameraman.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, let me check my Twitter. Look, look, look. I'm getting tweeted.
See, if I put Punchy's video up on the Ustream, you can see the TV right in the background. And all you see is the guy getting hit in slow motion. That's going to be on ESPN tonight.
Yep.
One of the plays of the week.
Play of the week? No, no, no. Play of the year. What happened?
Oh, I think we lost D.
What happened?
I just lost her
video.
I
just see a black screen. An African American.
Why did you put your hand over the screen?
Nothing. Don't worry about it. Mind your business.
Uh-oh. No.
Showing
him
some
top. No. You're live on the air right now. You don't do that.
You don't make your screen go African American on us. Not explain.
There can't be any evidence being recorded. So.
Dude, you're off camera.
Well, I am, but she's not.
That's true, but
on camera, do they have to
die? But still, the most that'll happen if she does anything off camera, it's off camera. Yeah. Not gonna see anything.
We just kind of see a motion that we assume is what she's going
Godzilla
on.
Godzilla decided to stand up and block the sun for 2 seconds. Happened. Everything went dark.
Roar, even.
You see the eclipse they had the other day?
Wow, that was strong. Let me tell you. That was wonderful.
Spit in the ocean, the backyard flooded.
Sorry, my bad. Are you okay?
I'm over it.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I don't think you are.
I'm good.
All right, just making sure. Oh, let's see. We got 3 minutes left to the show. Personally, I think it was one of the best shows we've had in a very long time.
It was hilarious.
I was going to go into Welcome to Grandpaville. We'll do that next week.
Grandpaville?
Welcome back, Cutter.
Yeah, well, supposedly it's a new web series that's starting. This is one of the things that I got at the Apple Harvest in Southington, Connecticut yesterday. It's a new web series with Blue Water East Entertainment, so I got to check them out.
What are you doing over there?
What the hell is she doing?
Why is her head bobbing?
What are you doing behind the pillow?
I'm silly.
You're what?
I'm being silly.
You're being silly?
Yeah.
I don't think you're being silly. I think you're being perverted.
Oh,
I'm
shit.
I'm not being perverted.
You're rubbing tugs. I've seen that.
No,
I've tried
I'm
that.
Really not doing anything.
I know.
I'm not doing anything. I'm not doing anything at all.
I'm just trying to distract everybody.
Hey, no. Listen, it's the end of the show, so it really doesn't bother me at all.
I know, that's
way to finish off the show, huh?
What a way to go.
Trying to waste 3 minutes.
All you need is 3 minutes.
What a way to go. All right, Adam, go for it.
All right, you can follow me on Twitter at PatriotPride80.
That's right. PatriotPride80. It's right below the screen. It's right there. Right
do
there.
The Mario.
We are, hey, don't mess with Mario, man. Don't mess. Danielle, go for it.
You can find me on Twitter at DoobieScoops. You can find this one, Greg, on Twitter at TexasNotCool. Find us on Facebook at DGregMatulis.
That's right. And, of course, my man Punchy, go for it.
At CM Punchy on Twitter. Let's see, what else do we have here?
CM Punchy? You changed your Twitter handle?
Because I'm not very much a heel now, am I?
I don't know.
Brains to Radio,
more
Friday.
Like a beard with eyes.
Prince Radio, Fridays from 8 till Nerd Hour. The Nerd Hour from 11 to 1. 360 on 420, Thursdays and Sundays, midnight to 3. Markout Radio, Wednesdays, 11 to 1. By the way, podcast.podomatic.com.
That's right. And, of course, you can always follow me on Twitter. Go to twitter.com/TheSullyShow. It's real simple, real easy. You can also go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/TheSullyShow, as well as More Like Radio, facebook.com/MoreLikeRadio, and at More Like Radio on Twitter. You can be here and watch the show. Join us in the chat every Sunday from noon to 2. And don't forget, hashtag things John McCain can't do. We want to get that trending. I think it'll be awesome. That's just me and my opinion. So, with that being said, I hope everybody has a wonderful, wonderful week, because it's going to be awesome, and we'll see you next time.
Screw you guys, I'm getting him.
You're listening to The Sully Show.
They got the mustard.
They got the mustard.
Screw you guys, I'm going to watch football.